Russia is accusing the U.S. of blackmailing other countries into expelling Russian diplomats in response to that nerve agent attack on a former Russian spy and his daughter in the U.K. earlier this month. Russian Foreign Minister Sergei Lavrov also said today that Russia will not tolerate the mass expulsions, although he didn't say how Moscow might retaliate. Of course, Britain blames Russia for the poisoning. Russia denies it. And it was the U.K. that got the expulsion ball rolling when it was the first to announce it would kick out Russian diplomats, now that more than 20 countries, including the U.S., have followed. Tamara Keith is NPR White House correspondent. She joins us now from Washington. Tam, some would say it might have been the opposite of the Russian claim, that it was Britain that pressured the U.S., since President Trump hasn't shown a desire to criticize Russia. So what is the administration's rationale here?
So the Trump administration position is that although President Trump himself has at times been pretty friendly toward Vladimir Putin, Russian President Vladimir Putin, that the government itself, that the U.S. government has been very tough on Russia, that just about a week ago, they imposed a bunch of new sanctions on Russian individuals and entities that were connected to meddling in the U.S. election or interference in the U.S. election and other destabilizing activities, and that the U.S. is now, as part of this broader coalition of countries in solidarity with the U.K., expelling 60, what they describe as undeclared Russian intelligence officers. 60 is a really big number. It's a much bigger number than other countries. Of course, we are also a very big country.
Well, and also, I'm not being flip here, but if you watch The Americans, which is based on facts, there seem to be a lot of Russian spies in the country. But just last week, President Trump called President Putin to congratulate him on his election. We all know this, despite that leaked memo from aides telling him, do not congratulate Putin. From your perch at the White House, what is going on? Is this a purposeful sending of mixed messages to Moscow? You know, now expelling people thought to be spies? Was that a mistake? What's going on?
You know, it's never entirely clear with President Trump whether there is some sort of strategic purpose behind the way he talks about and talks to Russian President Vladimir Putin, or not, or whether he just has some kind of block. But what the White House would say is that President Trump wants to have better relations with Russia, acknowledges that things are not good and that Russia is continuing to do destabilizing things all over the world, and that the administration response has been appropriately tough and that there could be more coming, but that President Trump himself believes that if relations are to improve, it would be through a leader-to-leader type of relationship. And just to remind you of sort of a past example, Russian President Vladimir Putin and President Trump sat down together several months ago. Apparently, President Trump did bring up election interference. And then after that meeting, he said, well, Vladimir Putin just kept telling me that they didn't do it.
Yeah.
So you have to listen to him.
Well, even though every U.S. agency says they did.
No, I know that.
Yeah, I know.
So we know.
So Tam, where does this leave U.S.-Russian relations? Because people are saying the new Cold War. I mean, where are we?
It's not in a good place. That is absolutely certain. And I think, you know, in part what the Foreign Minister Lavrov is trying to do is he is trying to make this about the U.S. and Russia, which is very much a sort of Cold War footing, when it seems much more likely that this is, you know, this is 20 countries that are coming together against Russia. Russia would be much happier if it was, you know, if the world order was breaking apart and that it could just sort of elevate itself to the level of a sort of one-on-one with the United States.
All right. NPR White House correspondent Tamara Keith. Tam, thanks as always.
You're welcome as always.